Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf Kuf Ayin Aleph. We had just begun to touch it on Kuf Ayin Amid Beis. So let's just again review quickly the Mishnah on Kuf Ayin Amid Beis on page 170b. The Mishnah says, if Reuven has lent money to Shimon, and there's a document that, let's say, witnesses signed saying that Shimon borrowed 1,000 from Reuven, and Shimon now has paid part of it. Let's say he paid out of 1,200. So Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, let the witnesses come, tear up the old document, and write a new document saying that Shimon now owes 800 instead of 1,000. And Rabbi Yossi says, no. Witnesses give Shimon a receipt that he paid 200, but the document that says that he owes 1,000 stays. So Yehuda said, that's not fair. So now the guy who paid a little bit has to also now watch his receipt from the mice. And Yehuda says, it is fair. It is fair. I mean, after all, he is the borrower. The borrower was the one who had all the benefits. The lender did the favor for him. So let the borrower work to watch the receipt. That's fair. That's fine. Why should the lender lose out? The lender now has to go to the expense of commissioning a new document. Well, let the borrower lose out, and let the lender hold on to the old document. And that, as we'll see in today's daf, is going to create pressure on the borrower to pay it off, because, you know, if the borrower doesn't pay it off, he might lose the receipt, and then he's going to have to end up paying more, pay 1,000 instead of the 800 that he now really owes. That's the Mishnah. Okay, let's just dedicate our learning Lili Nishmas, Fred's mother, Dvorah Bas Yaakov Yitzchak, and Neshama should have an aliyah. All right, so now the Gemara. Amrav Huna Marav. So the Mishnah had an argument between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rav Huna says in the name of Rav that Rav disagrees with both Tanaim in the Mishnah. It's a remarkable thing. Normally, we don't have Amoraim disagreeing with Tanaim. They just explain what the Tanaim say. But Rav, the Gemara says elsewhere, Tanahu, Palig, he was a great sage. He had the ability to argue with the Tanaim. So Rav says, Ein halacha lo k'Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the witnesses tear up the document and write a new one. For lo k'Rabbi Yossi, nor is halacha like Rabbi Yossi, who says that we leave the old document, but we give the borrower a receipt for what he paid. Ella, rather, Rav says, Bezdin mekar nashtar. The court tears up the document. For kosvan lo shtar acher, the court writes a new document. But what the court does when it writes a new document, it doesn't put today's date, the date when they're writing the document. Mizman Rishon, they put the original date. As we know, that when somebody borrows money, so there's a lien that's then created on his property, and then whatever lands he sells have this lien on them. If come the date of collection, he doesn't have any cash, the lender can go to those people who bought lands from him and take away the lands for the loan. So, that has to be from the right time. It's not every land he ever sold. It's lands that he sold from the time when he made the loan. So now we have a new document. So 1 second, is it only land from now? No. It's land from when he had made the loan. So even though we have a new document with a new number, the date that we put into this document is the old date. So who can do that? The court does that. That's the view of Rav. Amalei Rav Nachman, Rav Huna. Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, who quoted the din of Rav, Amrila, some say to Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba, who said it to Rav Huna. Really? Did Rav say that he disagrees with both Tanaim? Yishmieli le Rav ha Braisa? Did Rav hear this Braisa? Because the Braisa actually sounds like Rav Yehuda. The Tanya looked in a Braisa, Eidim Mekarnas Ashtar. The Braisa says the witnesses tear up the old document. V'kos mo shtar acher mizman rishon. And the witnesses write a new document, and the witnesses write in this new document the old date. So have a hadar bay. If Rav would have heard it, he would have disagreed with what he had said. He wouldn't have said Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. He would have said Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Amar le, so Rav Huna said no. Shmielei, Rav knew the Braisa. Below hadar bay, and still Rav felt unlike Rabbi Yehuda, both unlike Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah and unlike Rabbi Yehuda of the Braisa. He thinks that not the witnesses do it, but the court does it. And Rav explains why. Mishnah Beidin, I can understand a court. Alimi, a court is very strong. And since they're strong, Lafkue Mimona, they have the strength to pull money out from someone, to take money away from a person. So therefore, even though really we should say that whenever a document is written, it only has power from the time that it's written. So normally when a new document is written, there should really be a lien from today, when it's being written. You can't write a new document with a new number, but say, oh, but the lien is the old lien that goes back 2 months ago. So witnesses don't have that power. A court has the power to do that, because a court can take away money in general. So a court can also create, you know, a date going back so that the buyers going back are the ones who will lose. Eleidim, but when it comes to witnesses, she'asu shlichusan, if they do their job in signing a document, chosen v'osin shlichusan, can they now come and sign a new document and redo what they did? They already did it. They're done. Mar says, really? Why do you say that? V'lo, why do you say witnesses not? We know that Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav himself, Eidim kosan afilu asara shtaro salsada achas. Witnesses can sign even 10 documents on the same field. And if witnesses saw something about the field, let's say they saw, we think, a sale of the field, they can say, Zev bought the field. Then Zev comes to them and says, you know, I lost the document. They go through his house. They don't see the document anywhere. They can write a second document and say in it, this is document number 2, Zev bought the field. And then he can do it a third time and a fourth time. They can keep producing documents on an event that they saw. So if they can do that with purchase, they should be able to do that with loans too. So why do you say, no, the witnesses can't tear up and make a new document? It has to be the court. Why not? You yourself say witnesses can make 10 documents on one field. So the Gemara gives 2 answers. Rav Yosef said, when Rav said that witnesses can make 10 documents on one field, b'shtar matana, that's referring to gift documents. In a gift document, there's no lien. I don't give somebody a gift and a guarantee, oh, but if a lender comes and takes the gift, you can come back to me and take away some other field that I sold off in the meantime. We don't say such a thing. There's never guarantees to gifts, so no one's going to lose. When no one's going to lose, so then the witnesses can make multiple copies that there was, in fact, a gift if the gift recipient loses the document. But here we're talking about where there's a loss. We're talking about a loan document. We're talking about purchasers losing their fields. So then you can't have witnesses making a second document after they made the first.
So according to Rav, the court rewrites it.
The court can rewrite.
But correct. No one, they don't have to sign it, and no, there's no witnesses to that. So not that the court rewrote it?
The court makes it, that's right.
And the court, there's no witnesses, so it's just enough the court...
The court has witnesses, right? The court itself is. But the point is that the original witnesses can't do it.
And they keep it in the courthouse?
No, they would give it back to the lender.
They destroy the first one.
They give it back.
They destroy the first one. With the
yeah.
new amount, that's right. So that's answer number 1. Again, Rav says the witnesses themselves can't do it. We asked, how could he say the witnesses can't do it? We know Rav himself says witnesses can produce multiple documents on a field. So answer number 1 is Rav Yosef's answer. He said witnesses could produce multiple documents when it's referring to gift documents. And Rav gave answer number 2. Rav amar b'shtar shein bo achrayus. Rabbah says witnesses can produce multiple documents, even 10 documents on one field. It could be purchase documents, but purchase documents without guarantees. If there's a guarantee in the purchase document you purchase, you can guarantee to get reimbursed. So then the witnesses can't produce multiple copies because we don't give them the power. Once they did it once, that's it. They can't do it again. They don't have the power to keep producing. But if there's no guarantee, so the second document that they make is not something that's going to impact anybody else. So then they can make a second document, the third document, and the fourth document.
First, second, third, fourth, fifth document.
What's that?
How do the witnesses know if they're signing the first, second, third?
No, I guess because they did it once, and then he says he lost it, and I guess they have some corroboration that he lost it. There's no way that he could abuse the second document if it was. And they give him a second document. The dates don't matter because there are no purchasers that are in any jeopardy here in these cases. So
like
it doesn't matter the dates.
You know, revised version 2.
He gave a second document because he lost the first. So now the Gemara says, my Braisa, what was the whole of this Braisa that you said was against Rav? Because Rav says it's only the court that can make a second document. The Braisa says the witnesses themselves can. What's the whole Braisa? So now we quote the whole Braisa. The time we went to the Braisa. Again, the case of our Mishnah. Let's say Reuven had lent 1,000 zuz to Shimon. And Shimon paid off 500 of the zuz. So now, what do we do with the document? The document says that Shimon owes 1,000, but he doesn't own 1,000. He only owes now 500. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mekarnes Ashtar, the witnesses, Edim, Mekarnes Ashtar, the witnesses, tear up the document, the Kosum Lo Shtar Acher Mizman Rishon de Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the witnesses can write a new Shtar, and the witnesses write the old date in the new Shtar. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, no, Shtar Zeyeh Munach B'mkomo. This document, this loan document, stays where it was. But v'yichtuvu shofar, but now the witnesses write a receipt, which they give to Shimon, which says that he paid 500. So now, says Rabbi Yossi, v'pnei shnei dvarim amru kozvin shofar. There are two reasons why I think that the halacha is that the witnesses write a receipt that they give to Shimon. Achas, number one, k'deshi yakuf leporo. Number one, to create pressure so that Shimon pay the other 500. Because he knows that the full amount of 1,000 is there in a document, and he's only protected from paying 1,000 as long as he has the shofar, but the shofar could get lost, the mice could come and eat it. So there's a pressure on him to pay it off fully, because he has a chance of loss. So he's going to want to pay off. So that's reason number one. Reason number two, v'achas, k'dei sheyigvu mizman rishon, so that the lender can collect from purchasers from the first date that's in the document. If we're going to have a new document, the new document is going to be dated when it's done. So that means purchasers only from now and on are going to be in jeopardy of losing. So that's also not fair to the lenders. That's the second reason why we should leave the original document. So now the Gemara asks, one second, about the second reason, according to this Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda also agrees to that issue. For Rabbi Yehuda, nami mizman rishon kamar. But the Brisa says that Rabbi Yehuda says the witnesses write a second document, but they put in the original date. So that means it creates the ability to collect from purchasers from the original date. So you don't need to keep the original document to be able to keep collecting from then. Even with the second document, you can be collecting from then. So Gemara says, you know what, Rabbi Yossi didn't have a complete report of what Rabbi Yehuda had said. So therefore, Haki Kamalei Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi didn't know what Rabbi Yehuda said. He heard that Rabbi Yehuda said, you have to tear the first document and write a second document with the right number. But he just didn't know if, did Rabbi Yehuda mean that the date in that second document is the date of when it's written? Or is it going back to the original date? So he said like this, Imizman Rishon Kamarta, if your opinion is that you put down the original date. So now, Pligna Alach Bachad, I disagree for one reason, because I think to write a new document and say it at the new number, 500, with the original date, is a problem because that's going to create less pressure on the borrower to pay. Better to have the old document of 1,000 than the borrower having the receipt, because then he has pressure. Oh, I might end up having to pay 1,500, because if I lose the receipt, it's going to collect 1,000. So we want that, because we want more pressure. Then that's one reason. But then he was saying, Imi's man sheni kamartan, if you, Rabbi Yehuda, hold that the document, the second document, is dated on the date that it's written, so then already there's a second reason why I don't like your idea. Then I argue with you on two reasons. Number one, I don't like the idea that there now be a document of 500 instead of a document of 1,000 with a receipt, because a document of 1,000 and a receipt creates more pressure. And number two, I don't like your idea of a new document on 500, because now the lender is not going to be able to collect from purchasers to the same degree as he was earlier. If he had the old document, he'd be able to collect from purchasers from that date. And if you're saying this new document has today's date, he's not going to be able to collect from the old purchasers. So that's why I disagree with your idea. I think we keep the old document, we give a receipt, and that's a better way to go forward. That ends that, Bryce. One second, Roger, the question.
If they would change the original, if they didn't change, you give a receipt, the guy loads the receipt, and the lender, that nobody's bringing up the point that if the lender pays him now, he paid him the 500 and they make him pay another 1,000, it's an avera because it's like interest.
It's not interest. It wasn't. No, you know, it wasn't set up to be this way.
No,
right?
But he paid him $1,500 and loaned him $1,000. Right. So
it's also fraud. But we're just saying, you know, it does create pressure.
No fear. They always look at like.
There is a fear. There is a fear. Right. Rabbi Yossi thinks, as we're going to see in the end of the daf, that Eved lo v'lish malva, the pasuk says, that the borrower is a slave to the lender, that it's okay that there be pressure on the borrower and a lot of work on him to make sure he pays.
You're allowed to put pressure on the borrower, yeah. Even though you're not to charge interest, you're allowed to
put pressure. That's the pasuk, lo siya lo kenosha, right? You can't go into his house to seize his pillow, or he can't put pressure.
But Rabbi, did the receipt of 500, would it have today's date on it, or the date of the...
Good, so at this point, we're thinking it's going to have today's date. We're going to see that ultimately they instituted that it should have no dates on it. But at this point, we think it's going to have today's date.
Robert.
Yeah, one second. David has a question.
I'm trying to understand the logic of all this. So how does this all work? Why would you lend someone money if you're not allowed to collect interest and you have a real risk that you're not going to get your money back?
Because it's a mitzvah. You want to help other Jews.
Mitzvah.
Help other Jews. No, it's a Jews. No. Just the Jews. Non-Jews, you can charge interest
to
Jews.
So someone asks you money, you have to lend them because
it's a mitzvah?
Exactly. To help him out.
And even though...
I'm going to get it from you, nobody.
Yeah, it's a mitzvah to help him, to save him. Yeah, you can have the option to say no. You only have to spend a certain amount of your income on these mitzvahs. You only have to spend 10% or 20%. You don't have to pay, you don't have to spend more. Yeah, question, Izzy.
They didn't
who wants to do mitzvah?
He's going out. He needs some mitzvah.
Because,
you need a lot of
mitzvah. Yeah, he could be there. It's fine for him to be there. I think he could be there. I don't think it matters. Once he paid off, it's the accurate reflection. Right. Yeah, he would have to be there. Yeah. Next case, Tanur Rabbanan. We learned in a new brisa. Shtar shezmano kasuv b'Shabbos o b'Asar b'Tishrei. Let's say you have a document that has a non-Jewish date on it. So you start to go take the calendar. Okay, what was that date? October 10th, October 6th. You find out that that date was a Shabbos, or that date was Yom Kippur. So what's going on here? We don't assume that they violated Yom Kippur to make a loan. So, Rabbi Yehuda says it's fine. Shtar Mulchar Hu, we assume that that's a post-dated document. And as we learned in Masechet Shviyos, post-dated loan documents are okay. We are worried about a pre-dated loan document. A pre-dated loan document is going to enable a lender to take from fields that the borrower sold before the lien was created. But a post-dated loan document is okay, because now it's harming the lender a little bit. So this is a post-dated document, and it's kosher. That's the view of Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Yossi posel. Rabbi Yossi disqualifies. Now, what he disqualifies, it's not clear if he disqualifies the same thing Rabbi Yehuda was talking about. Amalor Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Yossi, V'alo masa bolo fanecha b'tzipori. I know a story happened where they brought to you such a document in Tzipori. And you said that this document, which is dated on Yom Kippur, was a kosher document, because the document itself is clearly indicating that it's post-dated. Amar lo, so he said, what I made kosher was a document that had on it the date of Yom Kippur. Amar says, yeah, but that was the argument. That's what Rabbi Yehuda allowed. So Amar Pedas explained like this. This price is a little bit messed up. Hakol Moldim, everybody agrees, that if we have a date written in the document that's a secular date, and we start to research what that date is, and it turns out that that date is Shabbos or Yom Kippur. So then, that's an old document. It's a post-dated document. We assume it didn't happen on that day. It must have been that it happened on some other day. They just threw in a later date. And it's kosher, because a post-dated document is kosher. There is no argument really between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi about that case. Lo nechleku, their argument is b'shtar mu'uchar ba'alma. In other words, if within the document clearly indicates that it's post-dated, so then it is kosher. What happens when you have a document that has a date on it, but you just have no idea whether that date is a post-dated date, whether that date is the correct date, you just have no idea. So then you have an argument. Rabbi Yehuda holds l'shitaso, Damar ain't kosvin shover. He holds he never write receipts. So if we don't write receipts, well, enough mine churva. So there's no problem if a document has the wrong date, and the date is a later date, and the document doesn't indicate that. It's fine. We don't write receipts anyway. However, Rabbi Yossi l'tamei damar kosvin shover. But Rabbi Yossi holds that we do write receipts. Then v'nafik mine churva. Then you could have fraud and abuse. So let's review again. Why would there be fraud and abuse? So like this. Let's say I lent money to David on the 1st of Nisan. That's when it happened. But I didn't write that. In the document I wrote that I lent money to David on the 23rd of Nisan. Okay. So what might happen? He actually gets the document on the 1st of Nisan. It just has a wrong date in it. So let's say on the 10th of Nisan he gets money. So he pays me back. On the 10th of Nisan, I'm going to give him a receipt. Because he's going to say to me, give me back the loan document. I'm going to say I lost it. So I'm going to give him a receipt. What's the date on the receipt? The 10th of Nisan. Then the 23rd of Nisan is going to come. I'm going to show up in court. I'm going to say, hey, the 23rd of Nisan, this is the date, the 23rd of Nisan. It says that on this date I gave him a loan. It's a new loan. The receipt was a different loan. This is a new loan.
That's how you do a
mitzvah. Right? So maybe there'll be that abuse. That's why Rabbi Yossi says, you can't have a document post-dated unless the document itself is saying that it's post-dated. If the document says it's post-dated, so when I come to try to collect with it, the court's going to start asking questions and the earlier receipt will knock it out. But if the document doesn't say that it's post-dated, it's a problem. Now Rav Yehuda disagrees because Rav Yehuda holds that you never write receipts. If he comes to me on the 10th of Nisan looking to pay back and I claim I lost the document, he doesn't pay back. Because I can't write receipts. That's what Rabbi Yehuda. We don't give receipts. We just redo documents. So Quench of Yehuda, there's no problem. So since Quench of Yehuda, there's no problem, if the document is post-dated, even if it's not post-dated in a way that you know it's post-dated, it's okay. It's okay because there's no problem for abuse. Okay.
So he paid it back before the actual post-dated agreement.
Correct.
Correct.
Amar Rav Huna, Radio of Yoshua. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, said, "Afil madamar kosvin shovar." Even the opinion that says that you write receipts, namely Rav Yossi, hanimini al palga. That's true in the case of the brisa, where the borrower paid half of the debt, avalakule lo. But if the borrower pays the entirety of the debt, we wouldn't write a receipt. So unless it's velohi, it's not true. Afil akule kasvin. If we write receipts, we'd write receipts on the whole amount too. He had Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef like the following story. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef have a masik bezuzi b'Rav Abba. He had lent money to Rav Abba. Asal kamed Rav Chanina Bar Papi. He went to Rav Chanina Bar Papi to try to collect the money from Rav Abba. Amar Le, he said to him, Havli Zuzayi, give me my money. Amar Le, Sir Rav Abba said back, Rabbi Abba said back, Havli Shtarai, give me back my document. Ushkol Zuzah, then you can take the money. Amar Le, Sir Yitzchak Bar Yosef said, Shtar Chayir Chasli. Sorry, your document was lost. I can't give you back the document, I lost it. Echtav L'chatavra, I'll give you a receipt. Amar Le, so Rav Abba said back, Harav Shmuel Dami Tarvayu and Kosin Shover, but Rav and Shmuel both say, we don't write receipts. Amar, so he said, listen, Man Yoiv Lan Me'afer de Rav Shmuel. Who would give us some of the dust of Rav and Shmuel? We love them so much. Raminam Be'inayinu. We'd put their dust in our eyes. We respect them so much. But I'm sorry. HaReb Yochanan V'Rish Lakish Dami Tarvayu. Reb Yochanan V'Rish Lakish both say, Kos Fin Shover, you do write receipts. So therefore, even though I didn't have the document, pay me and I'll give you the receipt. And that's in fact Halacha. V'chein Kiyasa Ravin. This also happened when Ravin came. Am Rabbi La, you said in the name of Rabbi La, Kos Fin Shover, if the lender no longer has the document, he claims he doesn't have the document, the borrower still pays, and he still pays the full amount, and now he'll get a receipt, and he has to watch the receipt. Umestaber the kosvin shover. And it makes sense that we do write receipts. Disal kadai tachin kosvin shover. If you're going to say we don't write receipts, avad shtaro shulzeh. If a guy loses, the lender loses his loan document, as David was asking. Yochal halo v'chadi. So now the borrower can eat and just be celebrating. Oh, I got off. I'm lucky, I borrowed money, I don't have to pay back. That doesn't make sense. Maskefla Abayis, Abayis challenged this. Velamai, so what are you going to say? Kosvin Shover, you do write a receipt. So now let's say the borrower paid, and the lender claimed he didn't have the document, and the lender gave him a receipt. Avot Shofaro Shozen, now the borrower loses the receipt, and now the lender finds the old loan document. Yochel Alovachadi, now the lender should be eating and happy. Oh, I can get paid twice. Amalei Rava, Rava said in, yes. And that's sort of like the underlying logic of the whole sugya till now. The pasuk says, Eved Love Leish Malve. A borrower is a slave to a lender. As we've said, borrowers get all the benefits, the lenders get no benefits. So it's fair that the borrower should have greater obligation, greater needs. Yes, there is a greater need. He has to watch the receipt. And he had gotten a free ride till now, so now he has the stress. He has to watch the receipt, otherwise he might have to pay a second time. Okay, going to the Mishnah in Shvius. The Mishnah is talking about loan documents. Tanan Hassan lived in a Mishnah in Masechet Shvius. Shtarei Chova Mukdamin Psulin. A loan document that has an earlier date is no good. So let's say Reuven lends to Shimon on the 1st of Nisan, but instead of writing the 1st of Nisan, they write the 1st of Adar. So it's no good, because they're basically trying to make people who bought from Shimon from the 1st of Adar lose fields for this loan. That's unfair. So the whole document is possible. But if a document is post-dated, they borrowed on the 1st of Nisan, it's written the 1st of Iyar, it's kosher. Amar Rav Amnuna, Rav Amnuna said, Lo shanu lo shtari halva. This is only true about loan documents. Avol shtari mekach umemkar, but deeds of purchase, afilu mu'ucharin nami psulin. Even a post-dated deed of purchase is no good. My timer, what's the reason? The following. Zimin demazmin le'ara b'nisan. Let's say I'm going to sell land to Jason on the 1st of Nisan. The kasav le'b'tishrei. But I'm going to write that I sold it on the 1st of Tishrei. And I give him the deed of sale, and he gives me the money. Come, Sivan, he gets a lot of money. This is Avonli Minei. He buys the dock, he buys the field back from me. Come, Sivan, I buy the field back from him. V'chimati Tishrei, but now the Tishrei arrives, Mapiklei, now he produces his document of purchase. V'amarlein, he says, Hadas v'timineich, I bought it from you a second time. And he's going to get it. So Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, Shtari Ava Nami should have the same types of fears with loan documents. Zimnin di Yazif ben Nisan. Let's say I lend to him on the 1st of Nisan. The Kasav le Shtara b'Tishrei. But the document says that I lent to him on the 1st of Tishrei. Umisrami le Zuzi beini beini. He's going to get money in Sivan. He's going to pay me off. He's going to ask for the loan document back. I'm going to say it's lost. He's going to say, give me back my document. I'm going to tell him it's lost. I'm going to give him a receipt. But the receipt's going to say Sivan. So now when the 1st of Cheshvan comes, I'm going to take out the loan document. I'm going to say, oh, there was a new loan on the 1st of Tishrei. I'm going to collect from him a second time. I'm going to say, this is a new loan that you took from me. So Gemara says, Kosavar, he holds in Kosvin Shover. You don't write receipts for this reason. If I can't give him back the loan document, he doesn't pay me back the money. Amar le Rav Yemer le Rav Kahana. Rav Yemer said to Rav Kahana. V'amile Rav Yemer medif to the Rav Kahana. Some say it's Rav Yemer medif to you said to Rav Kahana. How do we reconcile halacha? Ha'idna nowadays, kasvin and shtari mu'uchari. We do write post-dated loan documents. If I lent in Nisan, I can put the date in as Tishrei. V'kasvin and tavra. And yet we do write receipts. So how can we do it? Isn't this enabling fraud? I'm going to give a post-dated loan document. He's going to pay me back before that date even arrived. I'm going to claim the document was lost. I'm going to give him a receipt. The receipt is dated from when he gave it to me. And then I'm going to show up later, months later, with the post-dated document and collect a second time. So Basar, so Amar Leis answered him, you know what, look at what we do. Basar da Amar Lu Reb Abba L'Safre. Look at what Rabbi Abba tells his sofer. Ki kasvisu shtari mu'uchari. Whenever you write a post-dated document, kasvi ach, you have to write the following. In the document it says, shtari dinan, this document of ours, lo bizmani ksivne, was not written on the right time. Elach menu v'kasvenu, we wrote it late. Amar le Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi has Rav Kahana. Okay, that's fine if you would do that. But v'yedin delokav dinan achi, we don't do it nowadays. So he said like this. Basad amar le Rav Safra le Safrei. The answer is based on what Rav Safra told his scribes. Ki katvitu anitavra, when you write a receipt, and you're writing a receipt because the lender is claiming he doesn't have the loan document to give it back. So we do the following. If we know the date that's really in the loan document, we write that date in the receipt. We say this is the receipt for the loan of Tishrei. Elo, and if we don't know the date, kasfu stama, we write a receipt with no date in it. Since the receipt has no date, kolemas tenafik l'ray, whenever, whenever the lender will produce the loan document, you have a receipt, because the receipt doesn't have a date. So if, even though the loan document says the 1st of Tishrei, if he's going to produce the loan document on the 1st of Cheshvan, the receipt from Sivan has no date in it. So if it has no date, it'll work for that loan too.
How do you reference the two?
It says, how do you know which loan? The amounts, I guess. And the lender. Amalei Ravina Rav Ashi. Ravina said to Rav Ashi. Va'amilei Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. Some say Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahana. Va'idin d'lo kavdin in hafki. But nowadays we don't do that. We don't write receipts which don't have a date. So Amalei said like this. Rabbanan tikunei tikini. The rabbis created institutions and laws to prevent fraud and abuse. Man David of it. If people would follow them, that would be great. Man de lo of it. People don't follow them. They're being reckless. It's not our fault. We created a system of receipts with no dates, of loan documents that are post-dated, but that in the loan document it says it's post-dated. People don't do that. That's their own fault. Rabbi Yochanan ben Akash Shomer, Ratzach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mazakas Yisrael.